Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I'm supposed to read Shloka 5, 6 and 7. That is short purport at the text 6, a little longer purport text 7. So I will just read Sanskrit and translation and then we will go to the purports. Vishwarbhavastana nirodhakarmate yakatun angikirtam apyapavritaha yuktam nachitram tvai karyakarane sarvatmane vyatirikte chavastutaha. Translation. O Lord, although you are completely detached from the creation, maintenance and annihilation of this material world, and are not directly affected by these activities, they are all attributed to you. We do not wonder at this, for your inconceivable energies perfectly qualify you to be the cause of all causes. You are the active principle in everything, although you are separate from everything. Thus, we can realize that everything is happening because of your inconceivable energy. Vedan yugante tamasati raskritan rasatalation rituranga vigraha pratyada devai kavaye biachate tasmai namaste vitathe hitayaiti. At the end of the millennium, ignorance personified assumed the form of a demon, stole all the Vedas, and took them down to the planet of Rasatala. The Supreme Lord, however, in his form of Hayagriva, retrieved the Vedas and returned them to Lord Brahma when he begged for them. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, whose determination never fails. Purport. Although Vedic knowledge is imperishable, within this material world it is sometimes manifest and sometimes not. When the people of this material world become too absorbed in ignorance, the Vedic knowledge disappears. Lord Hayagriva or Lord Matsya, however, always protects the Vedic knowledge, and in due course of time, it is again distributed through the medium of Lord Brahma. Brahma is the trustworthy representative of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, when he again asked for the treasure of Vedic knowledge, the Lord fulfilled his desire. Hari harsha chapi bhagavanara hari rupenaste tatrupa grahana nimittam utaratra vidyaseye tadaityam rupam mahapurusha gunaba jano maha bhagavato daitya danava kula tirti karana shila charitah prahlado vyavadhana nanyak bhakti yogena sahatat varsha purushai rupaste idam chodaharati. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, Lord Nrsimhadeva resides in the tract of land known as Harivarsha. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall describe to you how Prahlad Maharaj caused the Lord to assume the form of Nrsimhadeva. Prahlad Maharaj, the topmost devotee of the Lord, is a reservoir of all good qualities of great personalities. His character and activities have delivered all the fallen members of his demoniac family. Lord Nrsimhadeva is very dear to this exalted personality. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj, along with his servants and all the denizens of Harivarsha, worships Lord Nrsimhadeva by chanting the following mantra. Purport. Jayadeva Goswami's 10 prayers worshipping the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Keshava, contain his name in every stanza. For example, Keshava Drita Narahare Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare, Keshava Drita Meena Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare, and Keshava Drita Vamana Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. The word Jagat Isha refers to the proprietor of all the universes. His original form is the two-handed form of Lord Krishna, standing with a flute in his hands and engaged in tending the cows. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpavriksha laksha vriteshu surabhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrahma sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires in abode built with spiritual gems and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. From this verse we learn that Govinda or Krishna is the Adipurusha, the original person. The Lord has innumerable incarnations, exactly like the innumerable waves of a flowing river, but the original form is Krishna or Keshava. Shukadev Goswami refers to Nrisimhadeva because of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was put into great distress by his powerful father, the demon Hiranyakashipu. Apparently helpless before him, Prahlad Maharaj called on the Lord, who immediately assumed the gigantic form of Nrisimhadeva, half lion and half man, to kill the gigantic demon. Although Krishna is the original person, one without a second, he assumes different forms just to satisfy his devotees or to execute a specific purpose. Therefore, Jayadev Goswami always repeats the name of Keshava, the original personality of Godhead, in his prayers describing the Lord's different incarnations for different purposes. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Karamahyam Dadati Svaparantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we have the prayers of residents of Jambudvip. Srila Prabhupada mentioned quite in some part of the purport. Prahlad Maharaj, he's a great devotee of the Lord, also a very humble devotee. When Narada Muni approached Prahlad Maharaj and glorify him for his greatness and devotion to the Lord, he approached him as a greatest recipient of the greatest mercy of the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj denied it. You can see how when the advanced devotee is approached by another advanced devotee and glorified, how they react. Prahlad Maharaj, he denied all glorification of Narada Muni. He said that, how can I be a great devotee? I was born in a family of a demons. Or even, I didn't really worship the Lord. I didn't do any service. I was just meditating. And actually, Lord didn't show me real mercy. He just appeared when I was in troubles. But then when he killed my father, he again disappeared. So Prahlad Maharaj is showing his great humility. And he is also one of our Mahajanas. How is the shloka goes? Swayambhu Narada Shambhu, Kumaro Kapilomanu, Prahlado Janakobishmo, Balirvaya Sakirvayam. He's one of the great Mahajans who are showing the path of Bhakti, who are examples for us, how we should act, how we should deal. Although he was born in a family of Danavas or Daityas, he was Devata. Shri Prabhupada is explaining the difference between Devata and Daitya. The Daityas, they are like animals, because they don't know what is the purpose of the life. And they are not interested even. Shri Prabhupada is so many times saying that they are like cats and dogs, like animals. They just want to do whatever they want. That's current situation in nowadays, in practically whole human society. 99.9%, if you go ask people what is difference between the body and the soul, they will not be able to say. Although they can have PhD, they can have different degrees, they can have finished university. Yeah? Many times in India it is so popular. Always when I meet young people, first day what they are telling me is which school they are finishing, or which school they finished, or which school they are in. MBA, MA, I don't know all these shortcuts, what they even means. So proud of this material advancement. And then you ask him what is the goal of life and what is the difference between the body and the soul, they are not able to say. So then what they are doing after they finish the school, they are just trying to adjust. They're trying to enjoy. Huh? They're trying to always adjust the material situation to enjoy. But Prahlad Maharaj is explaining that the proportion of happiness and proportion of distress is already entitled to every living entity by their karma. So they cannot actually change this proportion. Only how we can change is Bhagavata Dharma. If you follow Kamaram Acharit Pragyo Dharmam Bhagavatam Iha. If you follow Bhagavad Dharma, then you can change your destiny. You can change your karma. Shri Prabhupada is explaining this is the only way how you can change, how you can actually adjust. There is no other way how you can adjust. So everybody in this world is trying to adjust. Of course, nobody is trying to adjust to get more distress. Everybody is trying to adjust to get more happiness. But it's not possible. You cannot squeeze more than you are entitled. And this process of adjusting, we can see also sometimes in our lives also. Srila Prabhupada, many times speaking about people that they are trying to adjust, that they are materialists, they are trying to adjust their material situation. But if we get confused as a devotees, then we fall down in the same trap. Then we are also trying to adjust a material situation to improve. Eh? Improve. And if I will get this situation, if I will get this position, then I will be better. Then I can practice more nicely devotional service. I can be more focused. If I will adjust this, I will be able to concentrate better on the chanting of the holy name. But it's not working like that. First, actually, you have to get focused on the holy name, on Krishna. And then, even if you cannot adjust, you will be able to tolerate that situation. Because many times, you can only waste your time by adjusting. And you will not really sometimes achieve it. And even if you achieve this some adjustments, it's temporary. Antavatu phalam tesham tadbhavati alpameda sam. Yanti deva yajo yanti madbhakta api mam. What is it? Yanti mam api. That those who has little intelligence, they they are worshipping devatas, or they are trying to acquire some temporary means, temporary results in their life. Shri Prabhupada is saying, to understand the Lord, you require some substance of the brain. And it is not possible to understand the Lord with little brain. Antavatu alpha meda sam, the small brain. If you have small brain, it's very difficult to understand the Lord. So Prabhupada explaining that for developing the higher intelligence, we require the milk. So simple, to drink the milk which is helping to develop the finer tissues. The scientists, they are denying all these things. They say, what is this, you know, this is not proven. Yeah, because you don't have this finer tissue, you have small brain, therefore you cannot understand this. You cannot prove it even. Once you start to follow the process, then you will understand and it will be proven to you. Everybody can prove it by himself. But nowadays society is so much degraded that they think they don't need milk, they don't need cows. They are killing the cows. Even nowadays the dog is treated better than the cow. That's the situation. Even here in Mayapur, we are treating dogs so nicely. Yeah? They are freely roaming around. Guards, I see sometimes, they are feeding them nicely. And cows, they are locked like the prisoners. Are they grazing the grass, our cows? No, they are locked inside, you know. So we are treating dogs better than the cows. Then we want to explain this to non-devotees, how they should treat the cows. First we have to give the example, then we can preach something. And then, by taking care proper for cows, we can also get better intelligence. We can get better position, we can get mercy of the Lord. All these concepts which are coming up now, like there is this thing, it's called vegan. Huh? The people, they are refusing all animal products. Especially they are not taking any like milk, cheese and like these products. It's actually demoniac. Because what is behind? Then you visit this shop where is this specifically for vegans. So you can check what they are selling there, right? All is just replacement. Rice milk, almond milk, oat milk, soya milk, feta cheese, then they replace it, they are making soya cheese, right? How is it called? Tofu, And so many things, they looking like the milk, man. I tried to consume it when I was in Spain. It's undigestible. But what is behind? We can replace the milk. So what does it mean? We don't need the cow. We can kill it only. For what we need cow? We even milk we don't need anymore. Look. And we are good people. We are not killing, supposedly. This is the first step. We are not killing, right? But actually what is behind is demoniac. Because then you don't need the cows. For what you will maintain them then? You have everything replaced already. Even devotees are getting confused by this. So many devotees becoming vegans then to adjust to the people. Srila Prabhupada, when they told him, when he was going to the West, and some of his godbrothers were telling him, you should learn how to eat with a fork and with a knife. Prabhupada said, I'm not going to learn anything, I'm going to teach. And we should follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. We are not going to learn, we are going to teach. Because we learn from the perfect person. We learn from the perfect representative of the Lord, then we have perfect knowledge, then we can teach. It's so simple. But no, because we are not reading Srila Prabhupada books on a daily basis, then we are getting confused with such a things like a vegan. Did you see somewhere in the pastimes of Krishna that sometimes Krishna is behaving like a vegan? It's a whole society. You can see the pictures when Krishna is small, he is drinking directly from the, how is it called in English? Other. That's the Vedic society. Not that we're becoming vegans. And then we are, in this way we will preach to people. What do you will preach to people then? Oh, we have to take care for cows and we need milk. And like, what do you will preach them about milk? There was one devotee, he was cooking in Govinda, in Czech Republic. He was this typical cook, you know, he was big man. Strong voice and like that. And there was coming one boy, and he was vegan. And he was always asking him what he can eat. Is this vegan? Is this vegan? And he was feeding him, because every Friday they were serving halva. And he was feeding him with halva like anything. He was like, yeah, this is vegan. There is nothing from a cow. And that boy became later on devotee. And he completely gave up all his vegan thing. So, another fashion is coming that devotees, they are propagating that you have to be dressed in this like pants and shirts in a way that you can approach people, you can be closer to them, you can preach. And then they are making the whole movement, devotees, from that. Now it is very popular. I'm distributing books already 15 years, and many times actually, if I go in the West, I go in the pants and shirts, but I don't have to make movement from that I go out and preach. You just do the job, man. You don't have to make philosophy from that. You cannot wear the dhoti. Okay, if you don't feel comfortable, then don't wear dhoti. It's okay. You chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam, and wear your pants, but don't make philosophy from it. Did Srila Prabhupada was propagating this, that we have to, we should? No. We don't have to. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, his point was that why we are wearing this cloth? Because it's representing the devotee. People can recognize you. And you go on the street. I remember Prithivardhana. When he was in Czech, he was just walking on the street. And because, you know, he's this really traditional, he wore this padukas, these very wooden shoes, and just the chadar and dhoti. Some people were approaching him and asking him who he is, where he's coming from, and what is his philosophy. And they asked him, and then he gave them Bhagavad Gita. So just by appearance, he was preaching. I know many people who are so much propagating these pants and shirts, but actually they are not preaching. So then don't propagate. You can wear it. Who bothers you? You can wear it, no problem. You can chant, you can come to temple, but don't expect that you can go on altar or you can go to kitchen cook for deities and like that. We have certain culture to follow. Srila Prabhupada said it's helpful because it's reminding us Krishna. Srila Prabhupada presented Krishna for us like that. If you look all pictures of Krishna painted by devotees who were under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, what is Krishna wearing? Yellow pants? No. Yellow dhoti. Who we are now to establish what we should wear? Now we know better than Prabhupada. Prabhupada actually, he had to adjust according to time, place. Prabhupada couldn't figure out that he should be vegan. Now in some devotees even they saying that only we take milk only from protected cows. Did Srila Prabhupada was doing like that? These cows who are giving the milk and that it's taken and offered to the Lord, they are getting benefit. Although they are mistreated, eternally they get a benefit because it's accepted by the Lord. It is supreme pure. He cannot be contaminated. So if you offer the milk which you buy in a shop, if you don't have any other opportunity, that cow will get benefited. Now we always have to come with some new idea, some better idea, better than Srila Prabhupada. He didn't mention that. We have to adding all the time. And we are not in that position. If Srila Prabhupada wouldn't come, we will not be sitting here. We will not be shaving head, we will not be chanting holy name. We will be doing, everybody knows for his own what he would be probably doing. That's also not the mood of great devotees. All tradition is, you follow in the footsteps. Even if you have, you attain the more advanced stages, what is recommended? That you follow in the footsteps of some great devotee, some Vrindavan Vasi. And in this way you can progress more farther. And we can see from examples of Brajvasis that they are completely surrendered to Krishna. They are not bringing any their ideas, any their improvements of devotion. They are only doing what Krishna likes, what Krishna is the most pleasing for him. When Krishna left to Dwaraka to kill the Kamsa, after some time he sent Nanda Maharaj went there also. And then he sent Nanda Maharaj back and he told him that You deliver my message that I will return to Vraja. Because devotees in Vraja, they were so much in anxiety without Krishna's presence. And he sent some gifts to every devotee. Jewelry and precious gifts he sent. So when Nanda Maharaj came, and they saw that he came without Krishna, and then that he actually brought some gifts from the Krishna, some of the devotees, some gopis, they became angry. They said, what? Krishna thinks that he can buy us with this cheap glass and imitation of jewelry? They were not interested. When we get opportunity to earn some extra money, develop some big business or build big house with so many apartments and then sell it, wow, we are so happy. Krishna is giving us some replacement of his. And we are like, oh, very nice. I like this replacement. That is not mood of Vrijvasis. When Krishna gave gold and diamonds, they were completely frustrated. What is this? He thinks he will buy with this nonsense? We are not interested in this. But then they calm down and they say, okay, maybe Krishna will be satisfied if we will wear this jewelry when he will come back. So they put it on. So this is the mood of Vrijvasis. They do everything for Krishna. They don't care. For there is a prayer of Srimati Radharani. I don't care for my personal distress. I only wish for happiness of Krishna. For his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he finds happiness in giving me distress, that kind of distress is greatest of my happiness. So we should strive to go this direction. Maybe we are not on that level, but if we meditate on that, we discuss on a regular basis, based on the teaching of Srila Prabhupada, these topics, then we will develop desire to go this place and associate with that kind of people, with that kind of devotees. And then naturally our heart will become purified. Then we will become happy. We will lose all interest in all these things like, should I be vegan or should I not like that? And everything, of course, for the sake of preaching. You can preach without these things also. I know so many devotees, successful preachers, they never use these things. And the point is that Srila Prabhupada was never recommending these things, that we should try to adjust to the people like that. That's the main point. We are not here to adjust. Actually, this is the smallest place where we are residing. It is described, this is one quart of the whole creation. This three parts is a spiritual universe. The Krishna is the origin. Ishvara Parama Krishna. And then from him, first expansion is Balaram. And then from Balaram comes first quadruple form, Pradyumna, Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Vasudev. From Sankarshan, then comes Narayan in Vaikuntha. Then from Narayan Vaikuntha comes another quadruple form. From this another quadruple form comes from Sankarshan again, comes Purusha avatars. Karanakashaya Vishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu. And then from Kshirodakashaya Vishnu comes all incarnations and avatars appearing within this world. When Mahavishnu, Karanakashaya Vishnu, he looks on Rama Devi, Lakshmi, then she expands as a Durga, and then his look transforms in Shambhu, Shiva, and then combination of Durga and Shiva becomes material creation. So from every exhale of Karanakashaya Vishnu coming this unlimited universes. So we are residing in this one of these unlimited creation, so small our position. But still, so many times we got so many wonderful ideas. We think that we are, we get clever, we get better than our acharyas. We try to improve or adjust things. But this is not good. Srila Prabhupada was so much, many times annoyed with this adjusting and changing and changing. So our mood should be to follow in the footsteps of Brijvasis and gradually develop this highest level of consciousness that we actually don't care for our personal happiness, but we care for the happiness of Krishna. And by regular chanting holy name, listening Bhagavata Katha and associating with devotees, we can gradually come to that level, then we will finally give up all these, even slightest desires, to give up desire from sense gratification, and our desire will be only to satisfy the senses of the Lord. Hare Krishna. I think I can stop here. If there is some comments or questions, we can still have some time. We can discuss farther. Gitanagar Prabhu.
I just have a slight question from the text. I was wondering, often when you see a higher griva, the incarnation of higher griva portrayed by artists, or even sometimes portrayed by sculptures in ancient temples, you always see higher griva portrayed as being forearm Vishnu with the head of a horse. So I just want to know, is that the form of higher griva, or is it a full horse form? Because I always say Hayagriva, he's when the Lord appears, he appears as Hayagriva, taking on the form of a horse. But then when they're portrayed artistically, they're portrayed in that manner. So I just want to know, does he appear as a horse, or is it a half horse, half Vishnu form?
I don't know. It's not much said about that incarnation in books of Srila Prabhupada. Although there is one picture, Srila Prabhupada approved, and it looks like what you said.
Yeah, there's a picture in the Bhagavatam, and he's portrayed as forearm Vishnu with the head of a horse in that picture.
Jananivas Prabhu, would you like to comment something? And I believe this picture was approved by Srila Prabhupada, is it? I'm not aware of that.
When they portray Matsya, for example, he's a full fish. When they portray Korma,
he's usually a full tortoise, but then they portray him with the head of Vishnu. So you get these different portrayals artistically when you see the different artists. They portray these different incarnations in different ways. So I always hear Hayagriva, he's the form of a horse, so I'm wondering why, does he look like an actual horse? Does he have a full form of a horse? Or is, anyway, this is the question.
Vivanjana Prabhu, you have something to say? Speak loudly, sometimes there is the signal problem.
Actually, the word Hayagriva, Haya means horse, and Griva means shoulder. So from the word itself, it looks like up to shoulder, he's like horse.
I know that all pictures which were used for our books, Srila Prabhupada, he approved personally. He commented if he wants some changes and like that on that. So also sometimes, like you have Vamana Deva described in Bhagavatam as a small boy, as dwarf, very beautiful. But then when is Vamana Deva appearing in Svargaloka and is worshipped by Lord Indra, he's actually appearing in a four-handed Vishnu form. So also this one who is residing in Bali Maharaj courtyard. So there can be probably for certain specific pastimes, certain he accepts a certain kind of form. And also in Vaikuntha, there is many forms of the Lord with the names which we know, but they are four-handed forms of Lord Narayan. And then within material creation, they took certain form for certain time only. And but I don't know specifically about Hayagriva. I speculate only. Hare Krishna. Something more? Okay. Sure. Huh? Sadhukar Prabhu.
About this adjustment, because we see that sometimes it's necessary to take, to keep the principles and make some adjustment, especially in preaching, something like that. I think only, you put your position, but I think, for example, it is vegan. I know many vegans that they are not, we can't call them demons. At least in our community we receive some guests and sometimes some vegans. And some of them, they even change their minds, only seeing the cows and how we treat the cows and why we eat these products, cow products. They don't have this mentality of, no, we don't need cows. Many of them. So I just like to comment this, and I don't know if you have some experience with these people, but my experience is that many of them, at least, they are not like demons. They are not trying to avoid the cows and just to neglect the cows. They are really looking for something better, but they don't know exactly how. I think them have this.
You can clarify that. I didn't specifically mention that they are demons, but I said that the whole idea is demoniac, and maybe the people who follow that, generally in ignorance, people are following things without any deeply thinking through and through. They are not demons. Also, when we speak here about the people that they are cats and dogs and like that, Srila Prabhupada says so many places. We don't consider person when he comes cat or a dog because of his habits. We understand that his habits are on that level, not the person. Also, if somebody follows some certain, like let's say this philosophy or what is it, to be vegan, it doesn't make the person demon. By the idea, consequently comes to the point that you don't need a cow. It's not that the person is doing it with that idea, but what will be the result of that act? The result will be that you don't need a cow, which is demoniac itself, correct?
But also the result can be that we need to protect the cow.
Yes, as I mentioned.
Yeah, sometimes they conclude this, we need to protect the cow, not that we don't need a cow.
Yeah, we need. I mentioned that.
I think this point is nice even for the devotees, that we need to protect the cow. Not that we don't need because we can buy the products everywhere. Because this is one point that affects our conscience also. I think this is the good thing I see in this movement. We can conclude that we need to protect the cow to have good products, and not that we don't care, don't need protect, you just buy these products.
You know what's the problem with the whole, all these things, even you mentioned about this adjusting this cloth and like that. This, everything is fine. You want to be vegan for your personal thing, health, whatever, be vegan. It's okay. Don't make philosophy from it. You need to wear karmic clothes for certain reason. It's okay, government is oppressing like that. That's fine. Don't make philosophy from it. Don't make movement from it. Don't make followers from it. That's the problem. Not the thing itself. If it is used properly, like Prabhupada is criticizing scientists, but we are using also scientific products, correct? If you have knowledge how to use it, with certain purpose you can use it. But are we making philosophy that every devotee has to have mobile, otherwise you are not qualified enough, you cannot be part of GBC or something if you don't have a smartphone? No. So you need to do some things, you need to make some adjustment for your particular personal, even if it is, I would say, philosophically off. Do it, don't make philosophy from it. Don't make followers, don't create movement, don't give classes, seminars about that. For what? You give class and seminar about Krishna, about Srimad Bhagavatam. How to preach. Not how to become healthy by not eating milk products. This is happening. Devotees traveling, they are giving classes how that we should wear the ordinary clothes, that this is so important nowadays. Otherwise people will not accept us. Where Prabhupada is preaching like that? Is in Australia. Is it? Devotees were arrested when they were distributing books, correct? I don't know if you remember that. Huh? Are somebody arrested nowadays in Australia when he's distributing books? I don't think so. But still, so much propagation that we have to wear this to adjust. To adjust to what? So, it's okay. You can be vegan. I'm not saying that be vegan is demoniac. The idea to remove cows, for what you will do first, you remove the products from the cows. You don't need this. Then, if there is no need cheese, no need milk, for what you keep them only for meat? Is that demoniac? That's the problem. The demoniac is the, like, when they came with this advertisement for, Srila Prabhupada was explaining, that there was this advertisement for this washing powder or something. And then there was some strong man, and there is this completely frustrated lady, you know, she's dirty for trying to clean a house and wash everything and like that. And then appears this strong man and he brings this washing powder and then she puts everything, he puts everything in wash machine and it goes, everything is so clean, so nice, and he helps her and like that. So in this way, it was so nice, né? But what was actually Srila Prabhupada explaining, what is behind? That the ladies, they can get more free time and then they can do all nonsense. That was all idea behind, actually, what to exploit them for what? For sex. That's the demoniac, Srila Prabhupada saying. What demons want, they want to make from every woman prostitute. How? That you give them free time and then have free time, they don't know what to do. So what they are doing then, they are sitting at home putting these cameras, making nonsense things before the cameras, putting on internet, becoming prostitute. That's what is happening, because they have so much free time. So, but the advertisement for washing powder is not demoniac, right? Itself, you look, what's the problem? It's innocent. No, it's not innocent. It looks innocent, but the consequence of this is not innocent. Also, vegan thing, it looks innocent, it's nice thing, right? It's good. You are actually vegetarian, so that means you are not killing, you are not harming others, plus you little adjust it, let's say improve. That's always, when you speak with these people, always they feel they are a little better than vegetarians. Majority of them. So they improve a little bit. And what does it mean actually? That you remove the cow products, you don't need cow. You need, and those, if cow is not for what, we need cow. That's demoniac. You don't need cow. Cow is useless. That's a demoniac thinking. So this brings that idea actually. It looks innocent. Oh, it's a nice thing actually. But it's hidden.
Hare Krishna. My English now is so good, I go try. I will try. Have in West some people, almost people, vegan, don't eat meat, don't drink milk, because think always, I drink this milk now, but maybe this cow is dying now, someone eat. Someone don't have philosophy, just don't eat because it's going to be good, you know? And I think, like, I have so many friends is vegan, and nobody use shampoo, you know, nobody use makeup, because it's use animal. Like, all the cajalos you use, all the things you use, shampoos, Johnson baby, I don't know, is use an animal. Then this is not good also, you know? Some people is, don't drink the milk, because think this is die now, someone eat, you know? Use cause thinking things good. No think I don't need the cow, you know? So just thinking, I don't know. Compassion. This.
Yeah, it's compassion, that the mode of ignorance. Yeah. There is no knowledge. So therefore we have to go, we have to preach, we have to explain them that just not drinking milk is not sufficient. You have to offer food to the Lord, then you have to eat prasadam. That will actually help you. At the end, what he will become, that he is a vegan and he will die as a vegan. He will be born again. And he will have to again suffer everything what he went through again. So this really doesn't help.
But what we do about the shampoo, we need to use shampoo, you know? But almost shampoo in the West, use an animal first. And so much animal die, you know?
And nowadays there is some alternative already. Many countries they are selling so many things which are not tested on animals, there are not animal products inside and like that. Nowadays it's quite wide the range you can choose. Well, therefore Srila Prabhupada wanted that we will be self-sufficient. We have our farm communities, we will do things on our own. For everything there is a solution. But if you look on it closely, the whole idea, Srila Prabhupada could not figure out that. People were not eating cows when he was here. He was not drinking milk, sometimes from shop. He did. Why he didn't say, oh, we should become vegan or we should drink only? No. And now we figure out, man. Like, he's Acharya, he's sending his Shaktivesh avatar, coming with specific purpose, with intelligence given by the Lord, with the empowerment given by the Lord, making from completely, he was saying from hippies making happies. He was saying from the most low class, he was giving the highest class people. He couldn't figure out that. Now, we have to come to figure out this. So, that's... We can do things, in the best always in the line of teaching of Srila Prabhupada. He's the most prominent Shiksha Guru if I'm in our line. So whatever we do, we consult with him. And the best, just to do what he did. So many times we will avoid so many problems and difficulties if we are chosen to follow that. And how to help these people? You preach Krishna consciousness, you teach them that compassion has to come from the level of the soul, not the body. It's okay. Vidyanagar Prabhu.
May I have your permission to make a general comment? I lived at Gitanagari Farm for 25 years, and we protected a herd of cows there. One time it was up to 185 herd of cows, and some realities of cow protection that sometimes escape people. But what would happen at Gitanagari Farm, for example, a lot of times, is that when a cow goes down, you know, when a cow goes down, that's where the cow dies. There's no moving a cow once it goes down. You know, that's a reality. If the cow is out in the middle of the field and it's a freezing cold winter, and that's, we're feeding the cows, we have sheds out there to protect them, and the cow goes down in the middle of the field and can't get up again, that's where the cow dies. So sometimes at Gitanagari Farm, where we really did protect the cows to a great extent, there were some problems every now and then. a cow would go down. And then people would come to visit the farm, and now we would put a cover on it, we would try to make sure it was okay. But then when you see the reality, some realities of cow protection, like when a cow goes down, it dies where it dies. That's where it dies. That's the way it's been going on for billions of years, you understand? You can't change it. You can't get a machine. You can't pick it up. That causes more distress than just leaving it there and letting it die. So people would come onto our farm, and they would see the cow, and we'd say, oh yeah, we have a cow down. And, oh, I want to go see the cow, and we'd bring it out to where the cow is dying. Death is not a pretty scene. Whether you're a human, whether you're a cow, or anything else, people would freak out. Oh, how can you do this? Why don't you bring the cow into the barn? So many things they would start saying. Oh, you know. And then you would even bring food out to the cow, but the cow would get to a point where it couldn't lift its head. This is death. So, you know, you bring the food, you bring the water out to the cow, but then it would even get to that point. So it doesn't, sometimes, I'm just saying, as sometimes people don't understand the reality of what cow protection can sometimes look like. You know, you cover the cow in a tarp, you have devotees go out there to chant to it every now and then, but it's going to have a long death wherever it goes down. That's a reality. So you look at it and you think, oh, these people, they're not protecting their cows. Or, you know, sometimes people would come in with emotions, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. And they would have no idea what it meant actually to really take care of a herd of cows and to have them die natural deaths. They would be totally ignorant, especially when it comes to training oxen. You know, to get a good team of oxen to actually do what a man will command him to do means that you have to train them. And sometimes the training methods, I can show you, you know, the way that oxen have been trained since the dawn of time. You know, I can't get into it here. But if you're going to train a team of oxen to actually be working oxen, truly working oxen, then it requires sometimes a very stiff hand. And I can tell you some of the techniques, but I'm not going to do it here because people would. So I'm just saying there's the reality of cow protection, and then there's the, emotional imagination of what cow protection should look at. And I think the devotees who don't deal with that service day in and day out should try to listen to the devotees who do deal with that service day in and day out. I think it would be helpful. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I remember there was once Pariyatra, and I was there in Slovenia. And then people, they were chastising this devotee who was taking care for the bull who was dragging the cart, and they were telling him that why you torture this poor animal. And then he told them, what you are saying here, you are such a hypocrite. You would eat him. This is what you would do, and now you will be saying something about torturing. This is natural engagement for that animal for millions of years. But they, because they are in ignorance, they have no knowledge. So then they are approaching things also, like even this vegan thing. Many people, they are in ignorance, not that they are demons. But the whole idea what is behind this demonia. Because you don't need cow, you remove it, kill it. This is what Prabhupada said, if you don't need cow, what they are doing when the cow stop giving milk? They kill it. When the cow stop giving milk, they kill it. That's what is going on. All these bulls here, in this area, there are no bulls. All these cows from this Ghosh community, it's inseminated artificially. Because all bulls are sent to slaughterhouse. You don't need them. For what? You have tractor. And you don't need for making calves even. You have a doctor who comes, you put injection or whatever. I don't know how it is done exactly. And then you kill it. So the cow stop giving milk. We don't need milk. You don't need cheese. Kill it. Sooner, better. Because it's more fresh, more nice, more soft. Huh? Calf meat is even more costly. Kill it.
That's the whole idea behind.
Training a team of oxen often requires a very firm hand. And it requires sometimes a very firm hand. I don't know, I don't want to tell you how firm. But if you're going to train a team of oxen to actually be working oxen, it requires a firm hand. That's all I want to say.
Prabhupada says that for animals sometimes argumentum ad baculum is to be used. But with the cows generally, because they are not for working, we take care for them nicely. Devotees can come here to Goshala, they can associate with the cows, they can pet them or brush them, whatever, you know, and they can get some, we'll say, benefit by that as well. I think our time is up. Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.